Delta 2, Hotel Juliet Romeo. When I drive in, right now what I did was I'm messing around with the car. Actually, tonight I just went off a little bit because my niece was sleeping over. We just did a confirmation tonight for my son. And my younger niece is sleeping over because we're all heading up to the summer place where the whole family goes. But I have a Kenwood that I'm going to install in the car. Changing the wire. I changed around some of the equipment, but I'm putting in a different dual-band antenna. Changing it to 58 instead of the low-loss, skinny little blue Japanese wire that I was sent for something else. And a nice Kenwood like the one I'm speaking on now. I liked it so much, instead of messing around with what I've been doing lately is the Baofeng. Hooked up the antenna in the car. You know, 5 watts, I get out there a little bit, but now I'm going to hook up the Kenwood. And I got all the modifications, you know, I got all the parts together, the extension, the inline extension for the RJ40, for the network line for the RJ45, the head extension set to put on the gooseneck. I actually bought a cooling tray for pastry, which I'm going to tie wrap the radio to so it doesn't sit on the rug, but up a little bit so air is able to, like, sweep around it. And then, besides changing that, the 239 that's on the roof is going to swap out, that's got a pre-installed, you know, with the 58, everything. Then I have also went out and got BNC, convert everything to BNC male and female, so everything is quick disconnect. In case I want to take it out of the car, it comes out quick without working that screw in the center pins all the time. And the gooseneck is already in there from a previous project, and hopefully the whole thing will work, and I'll be trying to transmit from and make contacts from Pennsylvania up there near Chihuahua. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. I'm sorry about the cold KP2. I should have figured that since your only license 9 months. If you're nice and high in Pennsylvania, it would be very possible to get into the repeaters here. Certainly have heard it before. Let me just ask, because it sounds like you thought about it, and you have a nice setup. Are you running power directly from the battery?
Yeah, Roger that. Running, I think it's 10 gauge wire with, I think it's 10 amp fuses by there and 10 amp fuses down by the inside the cabin. It was enough to run the Yaesu I had. So now I figure it'd be good enough to run this, the Baofeng was running on batteries. But it should be enough. From what I read, I didn't change it because I've been working on this for a few months, on and off. And I didn't change it because I think it was 10 amp? I think it's 15 amp. I'm good with the 15 amp direct line. And it's all like one run going through the firewall to the battery. And the ground, you know, positive, and in the ground to the ground wire that's on the wheel well. Back to you, KD2H, share off for ID.
Roger. Well, I have my cabling direct to both battery terminals, but the newer cars, the very newest cars, the way they do their electrical systems, you can't do that anymore. I found that, you know, what I did worked better than I felt it worked better than what they sometimes advocate, what you're doing. By the way, there's a website, K0BG, I think that's who it is, Kilowatt Zero Bravo Golf, who I think most of his website is devoted to mobile installations of, you know, everything mobile, let's put it that way, whether it be antennas or batteries or whatever. And he has a lot of useful advice, and you might just want to check that out, again, about the electrical systems. And I think I have 30 amp fuses for my Kenwood, which is the earlier model probably than what you have. It's the TMV7. They're either 25 or 30 amps. But, in fact, I just had a Motorola on the power supply here the other day. Not the one I'm using right now, but another one, which, by the way, I can turn off the other one. There we go, one with fan, which has a voltmeter and an ammeter, and the ammeter was reading 10 amps on presumably a 50-watt output Motorola. So, you know, I figure 12, 13 volts is, 130 watts. it's fused at 15, you're right, 15 amps. So, you know, maybe I could get away without blowing the fuse. But it's not a good practice to go in through one of those sockets with a cigarette lighter plug. Far better, you won't have alternator whine if you're doing it to the battery. Check out that K0BG site, and you might feel that you want some modifications, or you might get confirmation that you're just fine. With that, I'm going to turn over to you for a final, and I think I'm going to get some sleep here. This is the third time I've sort of signed with that intention, so I guess I'm being seduced by the radio. Hi, Tom. KD2HJR from K2EIR.
All too familiar, KTUIR, I believe if I got it right. I'm still working on my instantaneous repeat of people's call letters. I'm trying to get used to it. I'm writing it down. But on your final, if you could just pass that website back to me one more time. But, yeah, I think I'm okay on the amperes for the direct from the battery. But the next thing is to start running a ground block series from the battery, if I was going to increase the power or anything. Well, if I have a trouble with this, then I'm gonna set up a ground block, which uses a breakdown for a ground block, and then also at a place for a modified alternator, service alternator, to juice a little bit. But I think I should be all right. Everything I read in the Kenwood book, it's a TMV71A that I have, and everything I read in the book, I think I'm good with 15 amp. It'll run fine on it. Back to you, and if you can just run that website, which I greatly appreciate the information, always, and well, back to you.
Roger, Tom. The website, if I remember correctly, is, boy, now I'm trying to remember whether the first letter is a K or a W. I think it's K0BG. Got a, what do you call it, an iPad Mini the other day. The only trouble is, so small for me that I can't really very well, but I'm going to try while I'm talking to you at the site, which I think is K0 Bravo Golf, if I can do it, confirm to you. I better turn it over to you. Hang in with me, and I'll try to do this while the microphone's not in my hand to talk a little bit. Have a computer right there. You can try to look it up, too.
I know. I thank you so much for the... for looking it up and taking the extra time to find out the information for me and offering it to me. I try not to pass up any advice anybody gives me, you know, because I'm here to listen and learn, and I also pass along information, good information that I get. I like to pass along to other people that when they come to me with the same question, I like to pass on knowledge that somebody was nice enough to bestow upon me. And right now I have Kilo Zero Bravo Golf on your last final, and I guess... if it's not too much trouble, I can try going with that, just putting that in Google and see what comes up. You know, if you're looking to get some sleep, I don't want to take up too much of your time by that. So I'll send it back to you in case you found the rest of it. And if not, on your, you know, I can try going from here with this if it's too much trouble. I hate to inconvenience anybody. You know, I like to come out here and make my reputation as somebody who's, you know, not a pain in the neck or, you know, too disturbing to anybody. Back to you.
This is K2EIR. Roger, Tom. No, you're not being a pain in the neck. Certainly not to me. Yeah, I've been able to bring it up. I'm not going to try to navigate the site, but it's definitely the right place. And I think you have it correctly. Again, K, like kilowatt zero, bravogolf.com. It's K0BG.com. It says, a website for mobile amateur radio operators. This site is dedicated to mobile amateur radio operators, old and new alike. Whether you're into HF or VHF operation, I trust the information presented will increase your enjoyment of our great hobby. This is the way the homepage begins. It's got things, headings or tabs on the left side, ABC, alternators and batteries, amplifiers, commercial, antenna capacity hats, antenna coil adjustment, antennas commercial, antenna controllers, antenna efficiency, antenna matching, antenna mounts, antenna myths, antenna problems, antenna shootouts, What else? And a short shootout, audio filters and speakers, audio transmit, auto couplers, biography, bonding, cables, ports and interfacing, coax and PL259, common mode current, controlling static, has a glossary, grounds and RF and DC, homebrew things, how to wind and choke, hybrid automobiles, history, ignition and injectors, installation notes, insurance coverage, links, miniature radios, neat gadgets, noise ID, and I think it goes on for another half page with about another 10 or 20 headings, which must be separate web pages and articles. So there you go, a good website for you, I think.
Roger that. As you're reading it down, it's like reading a menu in a steak restaurant. It's like everything sounds juicy tidbits. Everything you're reading down on, I can spend a couple of days analyzing that website. It sounds like good information. I really appreciate the website and the information. It probably could, if I have problems with doing this install, being such a high quality radio, I don't want to have anything half done. So if I run into a problem with the supply and the power, I'm sure there'll be an answer on there how to run a more direct power or how to run it correctly with it's a 2010 Nissan Pathfinder, so I'm sure if I had a newer car, it'd probably be more of a problem. But I think with the 2010, I just might be slipping under the wire for hooking direct to the battery. Even though there's like some crazy relays hooked up with the positive cable, but so far running everything else in there, and the Yaesu, I never ran into a problem. And the Yaesu on one side was 50 watt, and that's what I'm running on the Kenwood across both bands. So hopefully I won't have any problems with it. And if I can skate away without having to do any major modifications, I consider myself lucky. But the information you gave is definitely, I'm putting it down in my logbook, my scratch pad, like I guess you have, where I try to salvage really good stuff to the next page and the next page. And I want to get a good book to put everything in. But with that, I know you're trying to get some sleep, so... on your final, I'll say 73, and thanks for the information. I'll try to get out here and catch you more. And Kilo Zero PG, I think I scrolled that down. I got to really work on this call letter stuff. K2, oh no, it's over here. I wrote it down. K2GTR, FTR. I have terrible handwriting. I'm sorry about that. KD2HCR for ID, though.
Hey, Tom, let's see if I can help you out with a call. It's K2EIR. If you took your tech test, you remember your answers. You know, almost certainly there was a question on Ohm's Law. The formula for Ohm's Law is E. Let's see if I can remember. E over IR, right? Where E is voltage, I is current, R is resistance. So that's why I chose this vanity call. K2EIR. It's also very short on CW. And in case you didn't realize, you know, when I said hi before, if you've ever worked CW, I'm not really a CW guy. I haven't done it for very many years. But if you listen to the letters AI in CW, it goes dit, and you do it twice, it sounds like laughter. So some of us form the habit on voice of hi. When we put something that's funny, it's our smile over the air, or laughter, or smile over the air. So with that, I'll say goodnight in 73, and this is K2EIR, and have a very good evening, Tom.
Okay, 73 K2EIR, got it down now. All right, thanks for the info, 73, hope to catch you out there again. If not, have a good weekend. This weekend I'm going to be trying to make contacts from Pennsylvania, see how far that goes. Hi, thanks for the info on 73. Have a good night, my friend.
Hey, Howie, just real quick, N2 AIR.
Hey, why not make it four contacts? Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I just got home a while ago. I heard you just talking with a gentleman on there. But I was wondering what microphone you're using tonight, because it doesn't sound as As good as it usually does, it's you sound like you need a pop screen.
Okay, it's actually the same type of microphone I sometimes use in the car, because this is another Kenwood, so it must be the way I've been holding it. And what I can say is I have a little bit more mucus in my mouth, and yet I'm a little bit dry. So I think my voice is different, a little different than usual. But I'm not in. You usually talk to me when I'm in the car. This is at home. Okay, so usually when I'm in the car, I'm talking to you on my hands-free setup.
All right. Well, it sounds a lot better than whatever you're using tonight. This is really like I say, you really need a pop screen with this mic.
Okay, I'm gonna have to see what I can do, whether I can wrap this in foam, you know, a thin layer of foam rubber, and whether that would help things any. I'll give that some thought. Of course, I don't monitor myself. I really ought to try that sometime.
Yeah, and you know I'm not crazy about, like, you know, about audio and stuff like that, but I just thought I'd have to tell you, because you probably didn't know about it, but it sounds horrible, not for nothing.
Okay, well, I'm glad you told me. Now, you've just motivated me, even though I want to go to sleep. I'm going to put on a different rig with a different microphone, but I have to connect an antenna, so stand by a moment.
Okay, Howie, I'm in the kitchen looking for a snack. I'm here. N2AIR.
N2AIR from K2EIR. How does this sound?
Give me a count or send with P's and S's.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Sounds better, but you still got a little tendency to pop.
I think again, that's the stickiness in my mouth from, I think I told you, it's almost a year now that I have this laryngeal pharynx reflux disease, and I haven't been sticking to my diet. So, in particular tonight, I had pizza with tomato. I'm not supposed to have that. So I think, you know, it's causing some stomach acid mucus to come up to my throat. At the same time, because I had a lot of salt in the pizza, which also I'm not supposed to have, I'm very thirsty. I'm very dry. So I think part of it is just my vocal cavity, not so much the microphone.
All right. Well, anyway, just thought it was worth mentioning. Like I told you, I'm not, you know, audio anal or anything like that, but it caught my attention tonight. It was actually hard listening to you.
Okay, well, here I am back on the original rig. This is K2EIR. Thanks for the report, Greg. First of all, I'll keep a glass of water by the rig, and secondly, I'll see if I can get some foam rubber. 73.
All right, Howie, good night. Yeah, back on that rig, it sounds bad again. Anyway, talk to you later. Enjoy. 73 all that jazz. N2AIR.
73, K2EIR, closing station.
N2AIR, this is N2VHC. There, Greg?
Connected. N2VHZ. Repeater.
Hey, Ken. What's shaking? Yeah, I was out most of the evening. Just got home a little while ago. But flipped on the radio and heard Howie talking. You know, he usually sounds very crisp and clear and everything. That's why I had to say something.
No, I just stepped out of the vehicle to take care of some customers, man. And I came back just now, put the radio on, and I was talking to Howie earlier. Told him I had to jump out. I jumped back in just now. I'm going to the radio shop to go repair a radio real quick. And a handy talk here, as they call it here, a portable. And I'm on the way there with the broken equipment. But I heard you and wanted to say hi. Man, there are some crackpots on Echolink, aren't there? It's like people really have issues, man, you know? And it's really funny, Greg, because the more the radio reaches out on VHF and UHF, the more more weirder people are getting, I think, you know? And like you heard the other day when you and I were talking, that guy came out with a comment. I know who that dude is, you know what? But I can't get to him, you know? And it's just annoying because they don't have any, I don't know what you call it, cojones. So they go on the radio and play that game. That's cool. People got issues. Back to you.
Oh, and I know who you're talking about, HWG. But, yeah, he comes out with some stuff every once in a while. It's like, where are you coming from, man? What, you got a bug up your butt or something? But I just got on there now. Was there somebody on here before making waves?
No. But I just never said anything to you about that since then. We haven't talked. It was funny because he's talked to me tonight, and like, don't be talking to me like you're my buddy, dude. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm a physical guy. I like to hurt people, you know? I used to get paid to do that. So I got no problem. It actually brings me pleasure to watch me inflict pain upon people. But the problem is that, you know, I got a wife and two kids now, and I just can't get in my car and go to somebody's house and wring their neck. But, so they can get away with it for a limited amount of time, you know? But eventually paths do cross. And what annoys me is that it seems like these people have lost their minds, dude, and it's like they're looking for hobbies to exercise their insanity on, and ham radio is one of them. And the funny thing is they made it so easy to get into ham radio that it opened the door for the crackpots, you know? And I don't understand where these guys come from with this nonsense, you know, back to...
I'm sorry, Ken, but I know exactly what you're talking about, though, and that guy is like that. You know, it's funny, because I used to talk to him on the KQ2H machine. I specifically remember him, and he's still got that weird sound when he keys up on his mic. There's like a little pop every time he pushes the mic button. Listen for it next time he gets on the radio. But he's a very critical person, to say it nicely. Let's put it that way.
K2EIR.
Hey, Al.
I just wanted to jump in here for a minute. Greg, did you ever get my email? I gave you an invite to the luncheon.
Oh, when did you send it out? Because I haven't checked my ham email in probably over a week.
I think it probably was 3 days ago. Ken, let me just get this out. I basically said that if you wanted to take the subway to Grand Central and take the railroad up to Tarrytown, that I would pick you up at the railroad station and take you to the luncheon. But at the time I did that, I thought George, NY9A, was out of town, but he's back. And George wants to go, and David wants to go. I usually drive them both. There really still is one more seat. It'll be a little snug. I have a 98 Camry, but you're welcome to come up, and I'll wait for you and then pick up the other guys. And we can go to Jersey, and I'll take you back to the railroad station. It's still going to be about $20. I don't know what the senior discount is, but it will give you a chance to meet some of the guys, and you ought to do it once, sometime.
Okay, Howie. Thanks for the offer, but now I'm going to pass again. That would be someday. Getting into I can't remember the last time I went into the city by train. And I don't feature getting on the subways anymore. And then to have to get on the railroad and go up there and go to the luncheon and then get back on the railroad and go through that rigmarole again. I'm going to pass. So thanks for the invite. One of these days I'll get to talk to you, but I'll just have to use my imagination when I'm talking. And I know what most of you guys look like from your pictures. Anyway, thanks, but I'm going to say pass.
Okay, well, you not only get our company, but you get good food as well as good conversation. Sometimes you even get some beer or something to drink with it. Okay, I'll let you two get back. I need to get some sleep. Let me turn it over to Ken, who is about to take it. N2VHZ, this is K2EIR, disappearing into the dust. Good night, guys.
Okay, 73s, perfectly understood. So, Greg, it's like a drop sound. I know what you're talking about with the mic. And it's like, what do they call that when somebody's, what do they call that when they're bipolar? Yeah, bipolar. Unbelievable, man. And it was funny that day with the Echolink, and I proved them wrong by going on the, and linking with a repeater in Germany right there on the spot. Man, really, they really opened the door for a bunch of crackpots when they made the licensing much easier. Back to you, Greg.
Yeah, you're right, Ken. But, it bugs me sometimes. But, you know, at the same time, sometimes it's pretty entertaining. Because you just have to shake your head. Sometimes, it's like, you feel like, hey, where'd you get your license? In a Cracker Jack box.
And nothing spoken about of any redeeming value, only talking at you, but not with you, you know? And it's like, wait a minute, dude, I don't even know you, you know? And then, this takes the cake, there's another crackpot, GNZ, Kaz, he's like complaining about those crackpots, and I'm like, dude, I don't like none of you, let's get it straight. Don't start liking me, because I don't like none of you. Alright, first of all, and I don't even want to be associated with you or be known as being like your buddy because, you know, I'll be considered guilty by association. I learned that very a long time ago when I was young. If you hang around with the wrong people, you're going to be lumped in with them. So, and they all like to hang around that NJR repeater, so I stay off of it, man. And, you know, it's kind of ridiculous. But I just wanted to tell you that, man, you know. Like, I don't know what's up with these people. And that's another reason why I moved out to Nebraska, brother, because, you know what? They're all around you in the city, you know? When you go into the city, you don't know who's who to the right or left of you, and they're in your place. So not that I'm paranoid, I'm just, like, kind of cautious. And you know, that's why I like living out here. Back to you.
I wish I could just, like, you know, pick up and move to PA with my kid. I mean, he's sending me pictures of him going trout fishing and everything yesterday. You know, it's a total outdoorsman's life over where he is. He's having so much fun. Plus, he lives on a stinking farm. So, you know, it's really, really nice. Like 180 degrees out of sync with the maniacs I got living around here, and especially on the roads. I hate driving anymore, and I'm still a good driver. It's just that you're really taking your life in your hands when you put a vehicle on the expressways around here.
You're not kidding. I listened to 1010 Winds earlier tonight when I was having, before I went to work. It was about 3 o'clock your local time. It was about 1 o'clock my time. I was actually having a bowl of soup sitting there with the children, like every good father should do, and I was teaching my 2-year-old how to have soup on a spoon, and, you know, I'm listening to 1010 Winds. Every highway in New York was, like, backed up, closed. The LIE had a fire. 3 out of 4 lanes were closed, bumper to bumper for 6 exits. You know, even the highways, the West Side Highway in New York and the Harlem River Drive were bumper to bumper. The bridges were bumper to bumper. Once you pay the toll, it's bumper to bumper on the bridge. Oh, my God. Everything was crazy jammed, you know? And I said to my wife, I'm so glad I don't live there anymore, you know? I used to go from Jersey to Queens to visit my mother over there in Queens in Flushing. I used to go at, like, 10 o'clock, 11 at night, 11, maybe midnight. And I'd sneak through the city. I'd get through Manhattan. I'd catch, when the lights change, like a wave, and I would catch them right at the right speed, get all the way through Manhattan, go through the tunnel, come out through the Midtown Tunnel into Queens. Very rarely did I take the 59th Street Bridge. And then I would zoom up LIE or Horace Harding Expressway right to her house. And I'd sneak back at like 2:30 in the morning, man, when I was single, you know? You know, unimpeded, no problem because of that traffic. I remember the good old days, but, man, it's too many people in one little place. Back to you.
This is N2AIR. I'm telling you, I was just talking with my son the other day, the one that moved to PA, and I told him, I said, you know, from the time that you lived here, now rush hour starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I live, you know, literally a stone's throw away from the LIE over here. But if you don't get on the LIE going east, between like, well, rush hour ends, you figure about 10 o'clock in the morning. So you've got 4 hours from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. where you can get on the road and actually travel at some, you know, reasonable speed. But now, I can get on the expressway here at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and as soon as I get to the end of the entrance ramp, I'm stopped. I mean, stopped. It's unbelievable, Ken.
I hear you, man. You know, more cows, there's more cattle in Nebraska than there are people. More people live in Manhattan than live in the entire state of Nebraska. And, just wanted to share that with you. But anyway, I'm going to go away now and take care of my business like I said I was going to, but I just wanted to touch base with you and vent a little. And I would like to thank you for receiving my venting. That's very kind of you. And hopefully we'll talk again during the daylight hours, and I'll see you later tomorrow maybe. Back over to you, Greg.
Okay, Ken. Yeah, we all have to vent every once in a while. I'm surprised you haven't done it sooner. I knew it was coming, though, especially with that HWG guy. But forgive me for laughing, because if you're not on the, you know, if I'm still on the good end of the stick, it's actually funny. But he is annoying. All right, Ken. Have yourself a good night. Go home, get some sleep, play with your kids, and I'll probably talk to you tomorrow. This is N2AR.
I know, we have a training facility down in Flagstaff, down in Arizona. It might even be worth taking a class down there and taking a little side trip one night, you know what I'm saying? Like the good old days, take a little side trip, you know? Like, down there they have Kingman, Arizona. We have a depot down there that occasionally we have a traveling class that will wind up in Kingman, and I could organize it where I can get my flight to go down there and take a quick course on something and do a little 3-day class, but do a little homework afterwards, if you know what I mean. I'll see you later. N2VH Sinclair.
All right, Ken, like I said, have a good night. You'd probably laugh your butt off if you saw this guy. Anyway, N2AIR. I'm going to go QRT. Take it easy, Ken.
I hear you, man. 73s. I know. I got photo. I got license plate, address. I got everything, dude. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I used to work for the government, man. I still got contacts with all that stuff. Anything that gets under my skin, I research it. It makes me feel a little bit better. That way I have all the intel. And then I just sit on it and brood for a while. And normally I don't do anything because I'm just a, you know what. So I just hang out with it. 73s, I'm going to drop the link. Bye-bye.
N2BHZ repeater disconnected.
KD2BOR.
Morning, Rock. What a mess this
morning. I'm on 95 in Connecticut. Merritt Parkway was a horror show. When I went to get on, and there was a caravan of cars, about 30 long, behind a flatbed with a huge crane on it, going about 20 miles an hour. So I got off the next exit and then drove across town. Now I'm up 95 southbound.
I'll tell you, it hasn't been your week so far, that's for sure.
Yeah, tell me about it. Well, luckily I made it across town real quick. I think I caught one or two lights. But, you know, it's a drag. I'm right there next to the Merritt Parkway, and I got to come all the way down here to 95. I'm still getting my coffee. I got tired. That's why I leave early. In case things like this happen, I don't have to worry about being late.
Well, just think, when this day is over with, you won't have to worry about it for 3 days.
Yeah, I can't wait till I don't have to worry about it forever. But yeah, I'll take the 3 days to start with.
Yep, I'm glad I don't have to travel like that and never be able to handle it. And by the way, that item that I ordered, it's a nationwide back order to the place that makes it. And I'd expect them to maybe sometime in June or July.
That means nobody has them?
Nah, I did a little further research today. Even DX Engineering says estimated shipping July 31st.
Maybe you should have gone for used. Looked around, see what you could find. Would have saved some money and you'd have it.
Been there, seen it, and done it, and there was nothing out there. GTH, QRZ, nowhere.
Well, that stinks. What are you going to do, just sit on it now?
Well, I don't want them to cancel it because the money is there already. And if I get the money back, I might blow it on something else.
Yeah, but I tell you, between now and August, or the end of July, there's a good chance something will come online.
Well, I may tell him to cancel it for now and let him just hold on to the bread in case I see something else.
Yeah, that stinks. Yeah, it didn't sound good. That's why I was wondering what kind of an ETA they gave you.
N1LU, KD2BOR. Well, when I was searching, it was on DX Engineering and everything. I was just looking at prices at the time. When I did read a little further, Gigaparts, DX Engineering, they all have it. It's a delayed delivery.
Good morning, man. Good morning.
Morning, Mike. N1LU Mobile.
I'm on a hunch myself. I'm just passing Mount Vernon. Big drug bust here. Four police cars, people up against the wall. Unbelievable. How are you, Rock?
Okay, Mike, no complaints. Good morning.
Getting ready for the holiday anyway. I heard about your escapades this morning, Charlie. I'll turn it back over to you. I'm going to stay on the side here. I'll listen to you guys talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, never a dull moment on my commute, but I'm coming up to 287 now. I'll hop on that, get off, get my coffee, and get back on and go up to the Tappan Zee. I don't want to ruin my last day of the week by getting stuck in anything, so I'll just go over the tap this morning. But it could be worse. I could be sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic, which I've done this time of the morning. And when you do that at 1 o'clock in the morning, yeah, you've got a big problem on your hands. Because they don't stop traffic this time of the morning for little tiny things. But anyway, good to hear you. Hope you have a nice weekend. Good, Rock.
Yeah, Mike, same here. Have a good weekend. Charlie, I will pick yous both up from the auto. I'm going for another cup of coffee. Katie 2, be warm.
Jackie, I don't blame you. I can't wait for my first cup. Mike, are you working this weekend or you just work Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday. This is it. I'll be back Tuesday.
Are you hanging out for the weekend or are you traveling?
I'm going to rediscover my bed.
Yeah, tell me about it. These hours, I guess we're all on the same track. The only thing got me out of bed is knowing that when I come home, I can take a nap if I want to.
I'm starting my 43rd year in September. 43 years in September.
Well, I'm up there, not with this company, but in this line of business. I've worked for two companies in the past 41 or 42 years. Started back in 1974 and switched companies about 88. And now I've been with this company for 26 years.
Doing this now exactly 20 years in the mornings, 20 years of mornings.
Yeah, it's a unique time of the day to commute. I can never do this 9 to 5. Drive from Connecticut to New Jersey during rush hour, I'd shoot myself. So I don't mind. You know, these are the sacrifices you make.
But I tell my kids, you know, they're all grown up. I tell them, you have no idea what a sacrifice is. You know, the kids today, they want everything easy. Primarily, we gave it to them, but, you know, the fact of the matter is we're in tough times now. This is not easy. Those who are working, and those who don't have jobs. I mean, it's not like, you know, you can move from job to job that easily today.
Oh, yeah, I count my lucky stars that I have a job. And I feel for my kids. And when they get out of school, hopefully they'll be able to find a job. You're right, these are tough times, to say the least.
Hey, GGFY, good morning, Alpine. Morning, Ripley.
K2GSY, W2YP, name is Mike. We got Charlie on the side there. Go ahead.
K2GFY, go on the box. Was just passing through, had the radio on scan. You guys, good morning, Charlie. I know Rock is out there somewhere. You guys are motoring your way into work. And I remember when I worked overnight, rotating shift, stuff like that. It's a different life than the not straight 9 to 5 or have.
GSY, can you put the power up a little bit? You're kind of noisy. Got everything you said, but a little difficult.
Yeah, sorry about that. The repeater must have dropped a dB or so. When I first heard you guys, you were 9. You were like 10 over 9. Now you're only down to an 8. I'm at a full, I'm at a maximum 50 watts, so I can't give you any more power, unfortunately. But then again, I am, what, 80 miles away from the repeater.
N1LU, that's right, you're down in South Jersey, I think. I forgot where. I forgot your name, too. You don't come on often enough for me to remember your name. Call sign sounded familiar. Back to you. I'm going to be jumping out of the car in a minute for coffee.
Yeah, KGGFY. Yeah, I'm down in Waterford, which is down in the Pine Barrens, in Camden County. I figure I'm probably a good 80 to 90 miles from the repeater.
Yeah, in that case, you're doing a good job. All right, give me a minute. I'm jumping out. Let me grab my coffee. I'll be back. Go ahead, Mike. Over to you.
You're very fine. N2GSY, W2YP with N1LU. Okay, very good. Pine Barrens, my God. I did a special on the Pine Barrens, about 30 years ago. Nice place. I love the Pine Barrens. Name is Mike, by the way.
You mean you did a special on the Pine Barrens in what way?
traveling, by the way, just so you know, I'm traveling south on the Major Deegan. Major Deegan Expressway. We come out of New Rochelle, New York. Go ahead.
W2YT?
Right, W2 Yankee Papa, W2YP.
Okay, yeah, what do you mean by a special? Are we talking a documentary or what?
I've been in the television business for 43 years and 42 years. And we did a special many, many years ago about Pineys. We called it Piney, the Pine Barrens, many years ago.
Yeah. Well, if you're familiar where Atco Dragway is, Atco Dragway is a pretty familiar place to most people down here. I'm in a town actually called Waterford, which is 25 miles east of Philadelphia, 37 miles inland from Atlantic City, and I have the Wharton Track State Forest as my backyard.
I really enjoyed doing that. It was very, very nice. We met a lot of people and a lot of history, Revolutionary War history, a lot of, just in general, a lot of really nice, nice people down there. That was over 25, 30 years ago.
What television outlet did you work for?
At that time it was Metro Media, WNEW, Channel 5, which is the old WNEW, which is now Fox, WNYW. And we used to do 10 documentaries a year. And one of them that we worked on was a show called The Pine Barrens, Pineys. We called it Piney.
Okay. All right, so you worked for the TV side. I worked for the radio side. I worked for NEWAM for a time. So I worked for two Metro Medias. I worked for WIP in Philadelphia and worked for NEWAM. Actually WYNY, which was WNBC's FM out of the 7th floor of Rockefeller Center. So I knew a lot of TV people, but didn't do much TV work. I was primarily on the radio side.
Oh, see? what can you say? You know, you always run into someone in the broadcast business. We're all connected some way. Yeah, no, as a matter of fact, I won an Emmy for that show. It was very, very good.
That's cool. Emmys are always nice. Yeah, the only thing I did in TV was, for a while, there was a show on from 1:30 to 2:30 in the morning after Carson. If you're familiar with NBC Overnight, Linda Ellerbe and Schechner Bill Schechner were on it. And I did some operations behind the scenes there. That's my limited thing in TV. Everything else was radio. I didn't really care about the TV business end of it. Bad enough dealing with the radio people, let alone some of the egos in the TV business, the Ken dolls and the Barbie dolls and stuff, and especially in the network news. I know when I was working at NBC, the you know, the various floors at Rockefeller Center, the fifth floor was network, a lot of network radio, network TV, network news. The seventh floor was YNY, the second floor was NBC AM. Or was it, Letterman was on the sixth floor, Saturday Night Live was on the eighth floor. But, so I got around a lot, but yeah, those were the days when broadcasting was fun, before it got all screwed up.
Linda Ellerbe, good friend of mine. Worked with her many, 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 many years ago. As a matter of fact, I will tell you that Gabe Pressman gave me my Emmy on stage many years ago. I have four nominations and three Emmys for other television events that I worked on. Good.
What did you do after Metro Media bit the dust?
Sorry?
Did you do after Metro Media bit the dust? Did you continue your work for Fox or what?
Director of Technical Operations for Good Day New York. That's why I'm here early in the morning. I do the whole Good Day New York show with Rosanna Scotto and Greg Kelly. Good Day New York. I used to be with Jim Ryan. And well, I've been working on that show now for 20 years.
Wow.
Okay, cool.
People that you know, I know. And the news directors that I worked with, you probably know. There's so many people, so many good people. Those people, the young people today have no idea what we did years ago. But we were so rated by them, it was phenomenal. We used to really kick a lot of butt in those days.
Yeah, and broadcasting, whether it was TV or radio, was much more fun. You know, it was before the corporate entities got all up in everything and bought up things, and before, it was back when program directors knew programming, music directors knew music, news directors knew news, general managers knew actually how to manage radio stations, and owners basically let the guys run the station and kept their big noses out of it. Now it's like, you know, nobody is nothing. You know, music directors don't know how to program music, news directors are incompetent, general managers and program directors are morons for the most part, it seems. I guess it's the new people coming up. It's, you know, it's any wonder, again, my expertise is more on the radio side, but, you know, I come from the days where AM radio, you know, was king back in the 60s and the 70s, and now AM is basically dead and FM is on life support.
Tell people, I bring them over to YouTube and I let them hear the jingles of the 1960s, you know, of WMCA, Jack Spector, all these guys, Herb Oscar Anderson, ABC, you name it. God, I used to hobnob with William B. Williams. William B. Williams' son was a ham, you know, Ronnie Williams, he was a ham. I don't know if you know that guy.
Yeah. When I worked at NEWAM briefly, I knew, you know, Gene Clavin and William B. Williams and a couple other guys. And yes, the Anita Kerr singers and what was it, the Johnny Mann singers, they did a lot of jingles.
Right, that's right. See, you're there. You got it all. Boy, you're bringing back old memories, you know. But that was a different time. We were really a family in those days, not like today. Forget about it. Everything today is nickel and dime and die. That's what it is. And everybody's got an ego, you know. You can't reinvent the wheel. It's already there for a lot of young people. And then they'll never learn anything. They'll never learn the business the way we learned the business years ago.
Hey, 2GFI. Yeah, and we were flying by the seat of our pants, too. You know, it wasn't like today. There weren't any computers. You had the old teletypes in the newsroom with the changing the purple ribbons. And what were some of the, yeah, I mean, it wasn't like, everything's all computerized today. The computerized boards as opposed to the boards, the old Gates and Harris boards with the big pots. And you know, even when the slide pots came along, and now it's all, everything's done by computer to the point where people that do their own shows and radio today don't really even have control over their own shows. You know, you're told what to play, when to play it, what to say, when to say it. And if you're 4 seconds off, you know, there's no margin for error. The computer's going to play the commercial. I mean, yeah, there's overrides and stuff, but it was more fun back then.
With competition, you know, and we used to have a lot of fun. We did 10 specials a year. We used to syndicate the specials. We used to make money from the specials for the station. I mean, you know, we created things. We don't do that anymore, you know. Now everything's an ELC. They put everything on a stack. There's no more TD. Everything's controlled by a director. He doesn't even know what he's doing. All the live material is just put on a computer stack. That's it. It's just no deviating from it, you know. The way it starts in the beginning is the way it's going to end. And you just have to fit in as an individual, as a human. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very, very mindless. It seems like it's very mindless, and there's really no thought process to anything anymore.
Right. And you know what? The news directors were all characters. The assignment editors were all characters. The reporters were all characters. They all had their ideas. They used to follow the stories through on a weekly basis. Here they do a story, a breaking story. story lasts about an hour and a half, and people don't like it. Oh, it's too terrible. We shouldn't put that on the air. You know, everything is so selective and browbeaten that forget about it, you know. Oh, CNN put it on. How come we're not putting it on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that drives my girlfriend nuts, where they'll sit there and they'll blur something out, and they'll make the decision whether or not it's too graphic for you. Well, wait a second, I don't want you to arbitrarily make the decision if it's too graphic. You show it to me, and I'll determine whether or not I think it's too graphic. But, you know, ahead of time, they say, well, we can't show this to our viewers because it's too graphic. We blurred it out, and that drives her up a wall.
Right, that's exactly correct. We had a news director by the name of Mark Monsky, and he used to say, just shoot it. I don't care how gory it is, bring it back, and we'll decide if we're going to put it on the air. And believe me, people used to watch our show. We had a 29 share every Friday night. The first 10 minutes of the show, we used to blow everybody out of the water, you know. And in those days, we had Bill Jorgensen. He used to get on, and the show was so jam-packed with blood and guts. I mean, everybody watched the 10 o'clock news, the original 10 o'clock news.
Yeah, the original Channel 5, when it was owned by Metro Media, they had some good talent come through those doors, not just Jorgensen, but just some tremendous talent. As a matter of fact, I do applaud you for the very fact that you're actually working at Fox. Because I got news for you. I am not a big supporter of Roger Ailes or Rupert Murdoch or the whole Fox thing. I would rather dig ditches than work for Fox Broadcasting. I know the Fox Broadcasting down in Philly, it's just atrocious. I don't know if you know anything about 29 down here in Philly, but the Fox outlet down here, it is so... See, we can't get Channel 5 down here anymore. When I was up in Trenton, I could get 5 and 7 and 2 and 4. Down here, the only New York station we can get is Channel 11, PIX, out of New York, and that's bad enough. But the Fox outlet down here, it is so bush league.
In the tunnel. I'll be out in 2 minutes. I'm just going in the tunnel. You're gonna lose me. Hold on.
Alrighty then. KGGFY.
Okay, I'm back. I just drove under the Gracie Mansion tunnel here on the FDR Drive. I'm getting off at 71st Street. Yeah. Big difference. And I couldn't agree with you more. I'm gonna leave it at that. Okay. I couldn't agree with you more. Big difference.
Did you enjoy Metro Media as much as I did? That seemed to be a very, very good company back then.
The money was that company. John Kluge was very, very good. He was very good to his employees. I tell you, you work for that company, you were somebody. Not like today.
Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you copying me, N1LU?
Go ahead, Charlie. I'm in a bad spot. Pick it up, Charlie.
I wanted to tell you before you go to work, Rocky did a little research on that quad band antenna. And don't go with the Diamond. Do not go with the Diamond. Go with the Comet. I forgot the model number of it, but the Comet seems to be to get the better reviews. So if you're going to upgrade the quad band, or go with the Comet quad band.
Very good. Thanks for the info on the comment. I appreciate it. Listen, I've got to bow out of here, fellas. I'm sorry. I'm in a terrible location. But I just want to pass along the 73s, and I really enjoyed the conversation here with the gentleman. Go ahead.
73, Mike. Have a great weekend. Go ahead to the other station. You got to tell me your name. I've forgotten it.
Yeah, Charlie. Name is Bill. Mike, safe journey. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and your definite holiday if you're off on Monday.